together. Sometimes it was pretty hard. We didn't know hardly where the next meal was coming from, especially when the mill closed down.
Right.
And she was
when
out.
Did the mill close down?
I couldn't. It was. Let's see. Peace was signed in 1918. Must have been in about 20 in the 20s, maybe 26 or 27, somewhere like that. It was down for 6 months.
Oh, this was the before
and,
the Depression?
That was long during the Depression. That was after World War I, you see. I'm getting mine, I'm going back a lot.
Mm-hmm.
As I think of it, why I go back to try to.
Well, what type of work did you do at the mill?
I was an inspector. After the garment was finished up,
mm-hmm.
I inspected it. And then after, well, in later years, why they did away with the inspection job and did folding and inspecting together. And that's what I did when I retired. But they automatically retire at 65 over there. No matter how well you are, how much able you are to hold down a job, they retire at 65.
What caused the mill to close other than the Depression? Was it outmoded or what?
Did they replace a lot of the people
with machines?
No, they just didn't. During that Depression, you see, I think it was when Hoover was in office, President Hoover, that we had such a hard time. Well, you should remember that. That was just before I was old enough to go to work, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was just about 14, between 13 and 14, when this happened, and it was down for 6 months. Most every other mill closed down too here in Knoxville, but the standard said they'd only be down 6 weeks, but they were down 6 months. And then that was the longest time the mill was ever down. It was organized in 1900, and it was somewhere in the 20s, though, when this happened. I can't remember the exact time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the only textile mill I've seen I went through is the Startex Mill in North Carolina. Enormous factory. Really impressive, though.
Well, the standard is, too.
Yeah.
It's the only time I'd ever seen a textile mill. Well, they start with the cotton and go right on.
Go through the whole process,
yes.
Dyeing and everything.
Yes, but they don't, now they don't make near all of their material because they can't. They have too many orders and they make too many different kind now. The standard sold out to Chadbourne, you know, and they have mills everywhere, all over the United States and in foreign countries too.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when they came in, they brought in a lot more different trade and designs, or garment designs and things. So, it is really a thriving mill. I think there's about between 3,500 and 3,800 works there. That's a pretty good big place of business.
Did you ever shift work? I mean, did they have someone who had been doing one thing suddenly put in a new aspect?